Perek Yedches, Mishnah Ches. Esma Heim Baitkin. What was checked when we're checking out Medurais Hagoyim that we discussed, that a home where a guy lives for 40 days, we're concerned maybe they buried a fetus there. And if we check, it can become Tahar. What do we need to check? Esha Bibin Ha'amukun, we have to check deep drains. V'esha Mayim Hasruchim, and places where you have puddles of water that are smelly, still water, that those are often places where the goyim would bury fetuses. Beshamay says, "Afu hashbatos ve'ha'ofer tatichoach." Also, we need to check garbage dumps and also any place where there's soft soil, because it's possible they picked up the soil and put a fetus underneath it. Ubeisel says, "Kol makim shechazir ve'achul diyachayim lahalich by any place that a pig or a weasel is able to rummage through, ein etzerach badika, does not need to be checked, because if the fetus was hid there, these animals would have definitely dug and found it and taken the fetus away. Mishnah test, hoetz devanis, a front porch of a house, a front area, an entry area to a house, ein behem mishum medargayim, does not have the status of tumma of medargayim, because it wasn't the culture of goyim to bury things by the front of their house. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Ir goyim shachar bar fin Eretz Yisrael, we had a city which was inhabited by goyim, and that city is no longer inhabited by any goyim. So now it's completely desolate, and all we have is animals roaming through it. Ein bach mishum medar goyim. There's no decree that has the tumah of goyim, because animals would for sure have eaten up anything that was buried there. Mizrach Kesar, Namarav Kesar, and the east side of Kesaria, and the left and the west side of Kesaria, Kivaris, that is known to be places where they have graves. Umizrach Akko, the east side of Akko, Haya Safik. At one point in time, there was a Safik if there were graves there. V'tiaru Chacham, the Chamim purified it, meaning they testified that there was no tuma over there. Rebbe Ubezdina Nimnu Al Kaini, Rebbe and Bezdino voted regarding the halachic status of the city called Kaini, v'tiharuhu, and they also were metaharit, that although there was some sort of question regarding its tahara status, they were able to resolve it and declare it as being tahar.